Now come down and take a look at these two people on page 24. We'll just draw one. This person has an image in their mind. I'll use a concept that we could all relate to. Let's suppose this person's a salesperson or they're a student. You could use either one. Let's suppose the salesperson sells $1 million worth of their product or service every year. Do you know large sales organizations can pretty well tell you what their sales force is going to write at the beginning of the year? If they have a contest and they send them off to some exotic place on a trip for writing so much business, and they name where they're going to go today and they're not going to go for a year, do you know that they can book the seats on the plane now? They know exactly how many rooms that they're going to rent. That's because people very rarely deviate from their set objective. They're locked in to a habit pattern. What we could switch this, and let's say it's a student that gets a C average. Now, this salesperson may get a real pep talk in a sales meeting or something. No understanding, just motivation, no education. They get all wound up, and they go out, and in a week, they write $350,000 worth of business. Their self-image picks up the deviation from the set goal, sends it into a coordinating mechanism, the nervous system. A signal is sent, and the behavioral patterns will change, and that person will quit selling until they're back on course again. Now, they may go through a period where they write nothing for a month. Self-image picks up that information, sends a message through the nervous system, the behavioral patterns will change, they'll get up and they'll start selling again. But at the end of the year, they still have written $1 million worth of business. Let's suppose it's a student that's getting a C average. They bring the report card home. Parents turn the heat up. Turn the TV off. Bicycle goes. Girlfriends, boyfriends are out of the picture. Rarely put the pressure on the kid. The marks shoot up and they get 100% on a test. Self-image picks up that information, sends a message to the nervous system. The behavioral patterns will change, and pretty soon that child's back on course again. What's causing the problem? It's this image in here. That's what it is. That's not what they want to be, but that's what they are. At the bottom of the page, that drawing, on page 25, results in control of you, you in control of results. If you were to look in your Born Rich book on page 62, there's a story of a man that I am very proud to call my friend, and John's friend as well. This man started into the insurance business in the southern part of the United States 38 years ago. He had just left college. He was 23 years old. He worked as an agent, a salesperson, for 3 years. Then he moved into management. He held a number of management positions. As a matter of fact, he became the vice president of sales for the states of Kansas, Missouri, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. John and I both did a lot of work for him in that area. And I'm going to tell you, he is a good man. There is just absolutely no question about it. And he is well-liked and respected, big difference in the two, of both of them. This man today decided that he wanted to quit traveling and he wanted to move back to his roots. I often ask people in the seminar, how many of you are living in the house you choose to live in? I don't very often get many hands up. This man would be able to hold his hand up because I've been in that house. I've slept there, I've eaten there on a number of occasions. And I'm going to tell you, it's one of the nicest houses I've ever been in. But it's a little more than a house, it's a real comfortable home. It really is. And you feel welcome when you walk into that place. The energy in there is just incredible. He's got an absolutely beautiful wife, Tip. She is really a grand gal. I mean, she is something special. He's not only busy.